It's a situation that's made a lot of people on the Central and South Coast nervous. Could the power be going out soon as part of one of the precautionary blackouts intended to prevent brush fires? But for some people, it's more of an academic question. Phil and Julia Maldonado of Goleta aren't worried because they have a backup.
Definitely wanted to be able to be as efficient and sustainable as possible. We purchased our house, and within the first couple of years, you know, we had probably about 4 or 5 blackouts. And it was, you know, one of the things from a resiliency standpoint, being able to have essential services during a time of power outage. Solar on one hand was very green and sustainable, but then adding the battery backup just gave that extra sense of security.
Phil Maldonado says the public safety power shutoffs weren't a factor when they installed their $30,000 system about a year ago, but they're glad they have it.
2 circuits, the refrigerator being on one of those circuits, also have outlets and lights available. The living room and the kitchen stay powered during an outage.
The Maldonados are among the hundreds of homeowners in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties who've been helped through a solar power and battery storage program run by the nonprofit Community Environmental Council.
For almost a decade now, we have been offering a program called Solarize, by which we educate homeowners about the benefits of renewable energy, specifically solar energy, and we've helped about 700 homeowners go solar. In the last year or so, especially since Southern California Edison announced their public safety power shutoffs, we've started to hear a lot more interest in energy storage and specifically batteries tied to solar systems.
April Price is the CEC's Renewable Energy Program Manager. Price says the systems aren't going to make you energy independent, but can result in a major reduction in your dependency on fossil fuels.
These days, we're not really talking about an off-grid system, but we're talking about solutions for folks who want to have different levels of power depending on really what they determine to be their critical loads.
She says solar systems can cost about $10,000 and battery storage starts at around $4,000, but it depends on how much power you're trying to generate. There are also tax incentives which can result in major savings.
Some people choose to buy batteries that are large enough to power their refrigerators, maybe some key circuits within their home, just to be able to keep the basic functions going, to not let things in the refrigerator go bad. And other folks are sizing their system to continue to run their entire home. And so it's an economic decision for the homeowner as to how big of a system they're really interested in investing in.
The CEC has been working on renewable energy programs for years. Price says giving people a backup during a planned power shutoff is just a sidebar benefit.
The sun only shines during the day, and we need power in our homes in the evening when the sun is not shining. So again, when you have your batteries tied to your solar system will charge up your batteries every day. And then in the evening, some of that power will be used every day in your home, and that process is called load shifting.
But with the threat of precautionary power shutdowns in the news, the CEC has been swamped with calls from people interested in the systems. The nonprofit is planning a pair of free home energy storage workshops to help educate people about the possibilities.
If you're a Ventura resident, we're holding our workshop at the Ventura City Hall on Wednesday, October 30th at 5:30 p.m. And in Santa Barbara, we're holding a workshop at the Santa Barbara Library on Wednesday, November 13th at 5:30 p.m.
Phil Maldonado says the system in his Goleta home will take about 17 years to pay for itself, but he says even now there are some months where it generates enough power to more than cover the bill. He admits the planned power shutoffs weren't a factor when he and his wife put in the system a year ago, but they're sure glad they have it now.
If we have a power blackout, are you going to become everybody's best friend? The pizza party's at your house?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I tell people, at least. There will be cold beer available.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.